weeks. Four ranchers, four more reasons to visit Northern Quest Casino in April. Just 10 minutes west of downtown Spokane and Airway Heights.
And even though studs aren't legal anymore, the star-studded special edition of Rock 94 and a Halfway Home is thanks in part to Les Schwab Tire Centers, a network of protection. Proud to offer over 300 tire stores with a one-store promise. If they can't guarantee it, they won't sell it. Les Schwab, we say, smoke them if you got them. Spider Zombie is next. Rock 94 and a half, Spokane's best rock. Brother of Rob, Spider Zombie, who probably hates being called Brother of Rob Zombie. It's probably the other way around.
What's up, Jeff?
Dude, what's up?
Nothing, man. Just getting ready to go on tour.
Yeah, you got a big new CD coming out, huh?
May 20th.
Transform. Dude, first off, I got to commend you on your website, powerman5000.com. I love the interactivity of the whole thing.
Thanks, man. Yeah, we just redesigned the whole thing and trying to keep people informed, you know what I'm saying?
I like it. You go there and there's people chatting online about your CD and all kinds of stuff.
Chatting about how they already stole it off the internet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, but that's only 16K, you know? Go out, buy the real version, hear the true breath.
Yeah. They don't know that that's the fake version that they've got.
Yeah.
A whole different record. You know?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. You set the record straight. Tell us about the real thing, Transform.
I mean, you know, this CD is, this is really one of, you know, I know everybody says it, like, this new record's my favorite, but it really is, because I feel like we really took some chances on this one, switched it up, and it feels good to, you know, strip it back down a little bit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We had really got into, you know, a lot of electronics in the past, and, you know, and this time we kind of went back to basics a little bit, and it sounds great, and it's, you know, the band's on fire, and we can't wait to get back on the road and play these songs.
Did you ever stop touring before? I mean, it's not really like touring again, it's keep on touring.
Well, we've been off the road for quite a while because we, you know, but when we do put records out, we never stop, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the thing, that we've been kind of out of the loop for a while, and it's just, we're going crazy.
Well, you needed a break. I mean, having played with just about everybody under the sun, Ozfest to Manson, Seven Dust to whatever else, Pantera, Kid Rock, you name them, you've been out there with them. System of a Down, Static X.
Yeah, we've played with pretty much everybody out there, and then, you know, we took a little break to make this record, and now it's time to do it all over again.
All right, man, you get cliche with me, I'll get cliche with you. What do we need to know about the new CD? Any story behind the record?
I mean, you know, there's never... The records always write themselves in a weird way. I never sit down with a plan and say, like, all right, this record's going to be about this, or this song's going to be about this. You know, you just kind of let it go, and it kind of finds its own meaning. But, you know, sometimes it's as simple as that.
You're all over the road with Jeff Scott. Rock 94 and a half.
Power Man 5000 is back and running strong with Transform on Rock 94 and a very special edition of Halfway Home. Spider Zombie on the line with two new members in the band, Ziggy and Adrian. Yeah, Ziggy.
Yeah, we've got a whole new rhythm section that, you know, has really brought a whole new vibe to the band, which is cool, you know.
The other guys got scared.
You know, this band, I've been in this band for over 10 years, and to have it feel brand new again, it's
wow.
I think, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I had no idea the band was together that long.
We got these two young guys, you know, they're just great players, and they can't wait to get out on the road, and...
Are they people that you knew before, or just that you kind of bumped into as you progressed?
No, you know, it was like, you know, we our original guys left the band, and we just sort of put out a little bit of a call, and, you know, the drummer was recommended through a friend, and that was a piece of cake. And the bass player, we auditioned like 40 guys before we found him.
We
never thought we were going to find anybody, but, you know, so, yeah, it was just a process. You know?
I remember that. Didn't you put out a call to radio stations if you know somebody would be good for the band? You could be the next Power Man.
I mean, we tried to keep it quiet in a sense. We didn't want to do a big publicity thing like Limp Bizkit did looking for a guitar player.
Okay, maybe it was Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, I mean, they went nuts and did, like, you know, went to guitar centers all around the country.
Yeah.
You know, and they didn't even find anybody, you know. So,
yeah,
I'd rather just get somebody to recommend a friend of a friend.
Right. right.
Keep it on. Keep it down the down.
Well, I'm putting myself in line. Next time you need a drummer, you give me a call, okay?
I'd known, man. I would have.
All right. Well, no. I'm just saying in the future, man. You know. Going back to the website for a second, Powerman 5000. I just think it's really cool. I noticed a bunch of the stuff is freely downloadable.
Well, we like to, you know, we put a couple songs up there to give people a little bit of a preview of the record. And, you know, it was cool. You know, it's always nerve-wracking when those hardcore fans that are on the website every day
hear
the new music. But, you know, surprisingly, they all dig it. You know, usually they're very skeptical about new material, but they love it, and it's cool. There's a lot of excitement out there now. And
well, Spider, I just think it's interesting that most bands these days are almost afraid of the internet, where it seems you guys are actually kind of embracing it a little bit.
You know what? I say you can't beat them, join them. You know what I mean? they're gonna steal it, hopefully.
Besides, it's not the real version anyway. Way they're stealing.
You know, you just build up a community on the internet with your fans, and then they go out and buy it too. And
yeah.
I'm hoping there's just a loyalty there that if they get it early, it just makes them want to buy it more. So I'm not going to fight it.
Steal this CD. All right. Thank you very much, Spider. I know you're a busy guy and you're heading on down the road, but hopefully we'll get you back up here to Spokane.
I don't know. You never know. I mean, we plan on going everywhere. We're going to tour till the wheels fall off the bus, so hopefully we'll be up there. And,
you're going to pull a Ryan Newman on us, huh? I don't know if you're into racing or not, but, this guy can't keep the bottom on the ground, okay? currently you're on the road with Raw and Stone Sour?
Yeah. Well, we go out in about 5 days, so yeah, I'm going to do it.
But you start out in Minnesota, wind up in Florida, so I wasn't thinking the Northwest. Maybe in your plans.
Yeah, well.
We'll see. One more question for you, Spider. Crazy and Carla got to interview your brother, Rob. Huh? He says he used to play with little bugs a lot.
My brother played with bugs, or I did?
Oh, wait a minute now. He said, Rob used to play with little bugs. We wondered if you were the same way.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I used to do? It's funny that you just sparked a memory that I probably would have never remembered. A friend of mine were like 6 years old. We used to have what we called the Insect Olympics, and we would torture bugs. You know, like we'd like catch a bee and put it in a can and like smash the can around 500 times, and if the bee lived, he was like the gold medal winner. So we would just do the Bug Olympics.
Yeah, that wasn't too bad, but pinning those medals on their little bug chests were very hard.
Yeah, that's a good point. But
well, we just wondered how close the zombie family really was. Our listeners have suggested that maybe instead of the Osbournes, you should be doing the family special, the zombies.
Yeah, it'd probably be the most boring show on television. I don't know.
Oh, now cut it out. You got the Bug Olympics.
Yeah, you know.
Maybe family dreadlock twister night? I don't know, man. Spider Zombie, a pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much for your time. Hope we hook up on down the road.
Right on. Talk to you later.
Gears are grinding and worlds collide with a special edition of Rock 94 and a Halfway Home.
Hey, what's up? This is Spider from Powerman 5000, and you are listening to the world's best DJ, Jeff Scott, on Spokane's Best Rock. Boy, is it really-